going to be joining us in just a second. His name's Bob Schaefer. He's a former Colorado State Senator, former United States Congressman, gentleman who took a term limits pledge and, unlike so many others, kept to that pledge, left office voluntarily when his three terms had expired. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show this morning former Congressman Bob Schaefer. Bob, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be on.
You're keeping busy today, running for the United States Senate. This is a pretty big state.
Absolutely. I'm out in Glenwood Springs and had a meeting, a little gathering this morning. I got to speak to the Rotary Club out here. I'm speaking to another Rotary Club here in an hour or two, and just on the Kremlin. And so speech after speech, and just advancing the message of the campaign.
Well, it's that type of year when people are first starting to really watch these campaigns. Well, candidates will be campaigning, you know, 6 months, 9 months, a year out. By the time you get to August, September, October, that's when most Coloradans really start to focus on this race. How do you think it's going? What do you think the major issues are between you and the Democratic candidate, Mark Udall?
Well, you mentioned one of them, and that is the whether you should have a secret ballot when your workplace contemplates organizing a labor union. Most people I know are not in favor of the Mark Udall proposal to deny workers a secret ballot on union organizing, and that's one issue. The bigger issue, though, is energy. There's just not a lot of support for Mark Udall's plans on energy. He committed to raising raising the federal gas tax by an additional 50 cents per gallon. I don't find anyone who thinks that is a good idea, especially now when gasoline prices are so high people just don't want to pay more for that. And also, just on the production side, Colorado and the United States of America sits on enormous resources, oil, gas, unconventional energy sources, coal, renewables as well. And Udall has a long history of voting against efforts to produce more energy domestically. And at a time when Americans are sending $700 billion a year overseas for purchases of oil and gas, it just makes no sense at all to tie the hands of Americans by not allowing drilling out in the outer continental shelf, in the North Slope of Alaska, or even exploration right here in Colorado. So Udall's anti-American energy position is very different than mine, and I think my viewpoint fits better with voters than Udall's anti-drilling position.
Well, we've certainly seen that in the polling. I think one of the reasons why John McCain has been doing as well as he has in recent weeks is the stark differences between he and Barack Obama in terms of domestic energy exploration and production. And I think as you've narrowed the gap and even tied or in some polls gone ahead, I think a significant part of that reason is Americans are looking and saying, you know, we have 120 years supply of natural gas. We have more coal than Saudi Arabia has oil. We have oil shale. We have clean burning, again, natural gas. Why aren't we developing it? And then, Bob,